Bitco is revolutionizing the way businesses connect. We're taking on your connectivity challenges and shooting our high-speed fiber internet across the country. Not just for some, but for everyone. Fiber is not a luxury, but a necessity. For business, for life, for you. And being connected is everything. So network with a Tier 1 internet provider and take your business to the next level of connectivity. Bitco.co.za. Connectivity is everything.
Running a business keeps you on your toes. Wouldn't it be great if your internet connection could keep up? Introducing Business Class Fiber from Vox. It's super fast, reliable, and highly cost-effective. You get unlimited calls to all SA destinations, and it's scalable. So no matter the size of your business, you've still got room to grow. Get connected with Business Class Fiber from Vox and see what super fast internet really means. For more information, visit vox.co.za.
So, welcome and hello South Africa. We are really proud and happy to finally launch in South Africa and to be on this great continent, the home of music. So we wanted to get you in the spirit and in the mood for music with a small video. And I have the honor to kind of kick off our small presentation. We'll try to keep it short and then have some Q&A afterwards. And I'm Michael. I'm heading up the EMEA business, so Europe, Middle East and Africa for Spotify. And I'm actually very happy that EA in my title is now finally coming to life and is filled with a great country to be in. And I want to start giving you some updates and some information on Spotify in general. So if you look at our company, we were founded in Sweden actually, so we are a European company. And we have launched in 2008. So we are definitely one of the oldest music streaming services, but still very fresh and young on the market. But we already were able with our product to convince over 159 million users to use our service actively every month, which we're very proud of. And over 71 million customers are already using our paid premium products. We have over 35 million songs that are available and over 2 billion playlists which are created on service. These are both created by users, but people can access them, but also from our great editorial teams on the ground. So what makes Spotify special? We come to the features in a second and discuss more about our product and what it's unique and what we'll make available also here. But in general, I can say that our product stands for discovery, discovering new music, and music you will like, music you will love. So that's kind of the speciality around our product as well. It's highly personalized. It will have mixes created for the individual users, but it also has a variety of content that every user or every customer can choose from based on his own taste and on his own preferences. We also have local international artists. That's especially important as we know, and this is why we really wanted to make this launch right, that local content is so important. So this is why we put a huge emphasis on having all the local repertoire licensed and available, and also creating local relevant playlists for our markets which are launching. And then, last but not least, or kind of one of the main features is you can use Spotify on any device. We also have more than 150 hardware partners which are integrated or which have integrated Spotify for a great customer experience. You can use it on any kind of mobile phone, any kind of tablet, of course on the PC, the desktop, and many more integrations, and we'll come to more in a second. And because we know music is social, and if you've discovered a track that you love, you want to share that with your friends sometimes, we also have integrated all the social media features, so you can share via Facebook, Twitter. You can send tracks that you love or playlists via WhatsApp to your friends and families. So that's kind of the core, but we'll come to more in a second. And why we think that's also special that we're now live in South Africa? Because it will give all the artists access to over 159 million customers, as we said. So we hope that also more South African artists will be having great exposure outside of South Africa. Also fans will discover more music and new artists that they will love more than ever before. And that's really one of our beliefs, that we also want to make make it possible that more artists can actually live off their work due to our service, and that we kind of offer a legal service, also a pre-legal service, to compete with piracy, and really giving people a great alternative and use a service where artists also participate. And what we also saw, that streaming is a key driver for the industry growth in general. So not only South Africa, but also in the other markets where we're already live in, we saw that music streaming really helps to boost the market, even in markets where there was a small decline in physical because of the digital infrastructures. Music streaming really was the changer and really drove markets back to growth. And these are the things that we also, of course, hope to accelerate and even emphasize in South Africa. So that's all from me for the kind of intro, and now I want to head over to Claudius, who's actually heading up our Middle East and African markets. Kick it off.
Thank you very much, Michael. A very warm welcome from me again, and we're super excited to have you all here and to be speaking through to so many users and music lovers in South Africa. So I'm Claudius, and I look after the strategy together with the team and the day-to-day operation for Spotify in South Africa. So I'm sure you're curious of what this is all about. There have been some music services in the country life already for a while, so I'm going to try to explain to you what are the differences of the different services. So first of all, Spotify is available for free. Right, so everybody can just go out there today. The service is live right now. You can go to the App Store, download it to your smartphone, download it on your computer, and give it a try and understand and feel the difference. Okay, but we also have a paid subscription tier, and I'm going to show you what is exactly the difference between those. So on Spotify free, how do we make it available for free for everybody in a very, very seamless and convenient way? It's because there's advertising. There's a few interruptions through advertising. So on average, if you listen to music on Spotify for about an hour, you only hear about 3 minutes of ads. So on average, this is less than on a commercial radio station, and it's more convenient, we believe. So the good news is that on the free tier, all the same content is available. You have access to more than 35 million tracks on Spotify. And all free users can access the whole catalog as well, and also all those great playlists that we have on there. So all the global successful playlists, as well as all the local playlists, are available there. Some of our playlists actually have more than 9 million followers. So the free service is supported by advertising, and opposite to some of the free video streaming services, you can also enjoy background play while driving or workout. So that's quite important for our users, right? So that when they're in the gym, when they're commuting, and they're not actively looking at their phone, still the music continues to play. And the ads that they're happening on there, then they're like audio ads, similar to the radio, or also video and display ads. So thanks to some of our advertising partners. So these are advertising partners that help us, the exclusive partners for the lounge, so we're really happy to have them on board. And in the future, there'll be more opportunities for advertising partners to actually support not just Spotify, but the creative artist community out there, to bring music opposite to piracy, but bring free music to people. Now, it's very interesting, so that this free tier that we offer makes music accessible to everybody. It's very loyal and sticky service, and it helps later on to bring people more into the paid tier, which is the Spotify Premium. Spotify Premium is $59.99 South African rand per month. And here you see the ultimate Spotify experience without any ad interruptions. Again, the same catalog, you access 35 million tracks. And so over 71 million people across the world have already converted to become paying subscribers on Spotify Premium because they prefer an uninterrupted music service and some additional features, for example, the offline play. So that's quite interesting because data is expensive, not just in South Africa, also in many other markets. So you don't need to have a big data package if you have Spotify Premium, because whenever you're on your home Wi-Fi or on another Wi-Fi, it automatically updates the playlist that you have signed up to in the background. So when you get back in your car, or you get back in your gym, you automatically have all the music offline on your phone. And you don't need to consider and think about continuously, I wanted this track, I wanted that album to load it onto your phone side loading. Okay, but this was just one of the special features, and we have several more, so I'd like to hand over to my dear colleague Melanie to talk a bit about more of our special features.
Everybody, so I'm from Spotify South Africa, and I'll walk through some of the playlist options we've got through today. In a nutshell, Spotify is mostly famous for its playlists, and there are over 2 billion playlists that have been created, either by Spotify's in-house team of music curators or by its millions of users. It's really easy to build a playlist, and you can just visit and browse whatever you're looking for, depending on your mood, activity, as well as moment. I think one of the things that sets Spotify apart from other music services is that it focuses on personalization. So basically, Spotify tailors its music recommendations specifically to you with a range of personalized playlists. Some users even describe Spotify as a service that knows songs which they like before they even do. Two of our music playlists that are personalized that I can tell you about. One is Daily Mix, so that is a series of playlists combining your favorite tracks with new songs that we think you'll love. We also have Release Radar, which is a playlist based on new music plus the artists you listen to mostly on the app. That gets updated every Friday on your playlist. One of the most famous personalized playlists that we've got is called Discover Weekly. That's a playlist of 30 tracks that we think you'll love, and that's delivered weekly to personally to every Spotify user every Monday morning. So that playlist, Discover Weekly, will be launching in South Africa very soon. So besides personalized playlists, we also have thousands of human-curated playlists for every mood, moment, or activity. And there's something literally for everybody. There's a wealth of playlists that have been created, especially for our launch in South Africa. And some that you can expect are Hip Hop Juice, Rock Essentials, Gourmet. We also have Best of Pop. We also have Gospel Praise. And we also have Trendy Favorites. You'll also see that playlists over the next few weeks and months, rather, that there'll be a lot of playlists that will be rolled out. And yeah, we just want to celebrate South African culture and the music industry and what we have to offer. So thank you. I'll hand over back to you guys.
Thank you so much, Melanie. Yeah. Right. So we identify ourselves also very much through the music that we listen to, right? Your music taste is very different from yours, very different from mine. So we believe music is absolutely international. And we can tell you a little bit more how tracks can travel across the world, right? How to the music audience in South Africa, the music can be exploited and actually being consumed all around the world. So you can share your favorite artists and tracks and playlists with your friends and your family on Facebook, on Twitter, on different messenger services, on WhatsApp, on email. And the interesting thing is the artists that are very excited about Spotify, not just in South Africa, around the world, they do the same, right? Ed Sheeran has one of the most successful playlists. We have our playlists up there. They say, like, this is what we listen to before we go on stage, or this is what inspired me to become a music artist. So playlists really can tell a story, and you can tell your story through music if you share it online. So we have really very seamless and great integration with so many social media services. And to get a better match on Tinder, for example, so there's an integration, right? It can recommend you someone that you would like to meet on Tinder when there's a great music match. So I think it's quite funny, and it is. I'm sure some people would meet somebody if they have the same music taste. So we want Spotify to be easily available. It's really like the flow of electricity, right? It's a natural good that flows and finds very different ways to our ears. And Spotify is one of those ways, and it's revolutionary. It's really revolutionary. So in order to tackle this, Spotify, with its global scale, is thinking about how can we make the music more accessible? So we have more than 150 global partnerships around the world to make sure that on all different kinds of technology, we can really access not just music in general, but we can have our famous playlist. I can have the playlist of my daughter, right? That she makes for me and updates it constantly so that I'm in a good mood when I need to travel, right? So it's about connected in your car. So there are brands like BMW Mini. When you buy one of these new cars, it's accessible directly, integrated into the cars. It's, again, more than 150 hardware integrations such as Amazon Alexa, Sonos speakers, Bose speakers. One of the most interesting integration is also smart TVs, because they're becoming more integrated in our daily lives, and that leads me to the gaming industry. So there's one of our most successful partnerships are the ones with PlayStation and with Xbox, because there's like millions of users that are playing a lot on multiplayer games, but the music in those games is very repetitive. So we have a big gaming hub on Spotify, so that you can really share the music with your gamers that you play in real time with. And those people, those gamers, they would not go back and play without their Spotify playlists anymore. Right, so, I mean, this is a rough overview about the product, and we're going to answer several more questions that you might have in a bit. But one important thing that we would like to also create a little bit of awareness for is the artist audience and the music labels and the independent labels and all the rights holders and content industry. So with all that in mind and the focus that we put toward the end consumer, we're putting a similar attention and dedication towards the creative community. Spotify really is an open platform where we share openly the data that our users and the platform itself generates. So we can now understand, so users now, and sorry, artists can now directly log on to dashboards as well as labels and see almost in real time how their music is performing. We have a platform called Artists for Spotify, Spotify for Artists, and we also have a mobile app included in that where artists can see in real time how many listeners they have right now. It's quite addictive for them, and it makes them very proud to see their data, and helps them and also the labels to make better decisions on how do they do their marketing, how they do their promotions. They figure out, oh, for example, I didn't know that my main audience is actually female. And they can adjust their touring, for example. So, and as a result, here are some notes from the artist community to all the fans in South Africa and also to us as we're here.
Talking to you guys in South Africa right now. Spotify is in South Africa.
And I'd like to say one thing and one thing only. To abantu bakwa Spotify, sanamukela eMzantsi Afrika. Sisebenzele. Namukelekile. You know what it is. It's great.
Hey, what's up? My name is Shekinah, and welcome to South Africa Spotify.
It's an absolute game changer for the streaming industry, and we just want to say, welcome to South Africa.
Hey, South Africa, it's Stevie Rexa here. I'm so stoked to find out that you guys now have Spotify.
Yo, what's up, everybody? We are the Muffins. Come back at the time, man. Spotify, coming to South Africa. We are so happy.
What's up, friends? K.O., Mr. Cash Time. And congratulations to Spotify for launching right here in my country, South Africa.
Hello, what up, South Africa? It's your boy Fresh Montana, and I heard Spotify is now available in South Africa. Congratulations, Spotify.
How's it, Spotify? This is good luck. We are so excited that you guys are finally in South Africa. Welcome to our country.
I am so excited. Can't wait to dig in.
Epic news. We have been waiting for you with open arms. Welcome.
We can't wait to listen to the music that we have to offer.
How's it, South Africa? This is Dom from Goldfish, and super excited to hear that Spotify is coming to our home country.
Spotify is finally launching in South Africa. I'm really excited to dig through all the playlists and just see what it has to offer.
What's up, man? This is Nasty C. I just wanted to send a huge shout out to Spotify and welcome you guys to South Africa. All part of the artists, you are now gay.
What's up, my good people? Spotify, how you doing? This is your boy DJ Mapresa, and welcome to South Africa.
Hi, this is Bumeziwe, and a big welcome to Spotify to South Africa. I'm so excited you're here.
Yo, Spotify, it's your boy Ricky Rick.
I want to give you guys a big shout out and welcome to South Africa.
Right. It is extremely exciting. Yeah, and we should give these guys an applause. Right? And we pass on the excitement. So artists are not just excited because it's another music service. They are excited, and according to them, it's a game changer because they're embracing the new platform. It's a new way how they can connect to their fans and to their audience, and how they can actually get a feedback from them, right? So that's it from our side with the presentation, and we are now happy to answer a few questions from the audience. Yeah, first one there already. And after that, we also have a little surprise, a little performance for all of you. But please, let's go ahead.
Data is a big issue in the country. Are you in talks with any of the service providers to zero rate the data being used on Spotify?
Right. All right. So, yeah, absolutely right. We have looked very deeply at the market in South Africa. Data, in fact, is an issue. So there are two ways around that. First of all, on the free tier, if you sign up to Spotify, the default data saver mode is on 24 kilobit per second. That's like radio quality. That is much less than on a comparable music service. To give you a benchmark, if you listen for 1 hour on Spotify in South Africa, it only consumes about 10.8 megabytes, which is much lower. Other competitive services are, on average, more than 40 megabytes per hour, right? So that's one way to overcome it. The other way I want to mention is that we have the premium. So you sign up for a Spotify premium with a subscription fee at an absolutely reasonable pricing, as we believe, and you can sideload all your music, so you don't need to consume that much of data. But you're right, coming back to your question also with regards to talks with telco operators who are a great driver for technology connectivity in this country. So right now, as of now, there is no bundle, as you might say, with the telco operator, but we are in deep talks with the telecom operators at the moment to really present offers in the market that really help the audience and the music audience connect faster, better, and with less boundaries.
Is it true that it's so easy to use that even Aki Anastasia can use it?
I heard rumors that he was already using it. I already heard rumors that he also found some Greek playlist.
You guys launched officially in 2008. Why come to South Africa now? This is one part of two questions I had. Secondly, I've always been a subscriber of Spotify since 2010 or so. So it was disappointing when I came to South Africa and there was no Spotify. I want to know, can I just transfer all my music? Can I just log into my account and continue? How does it work?
Right. Excellent question. So Spotify, with today, we are live in 65 countries. Another 3 countries have been launched today. And Spotify really takes not just its time, but wants to make sure that everything is right in place with the local landscape. So we need to make sure that we have almost all the content that the local music fans want in a country, right? So all the content needs to be there. We need to find the right landscape as well. We need to make sure people can connect and access and consume a music on a mass scale. So we believe strongly that now is the time is absolutely right for Spotify. To your other question, yes, we know that there's already a large amount of users in South Africa that are using Spotify already through various different ways, which they have figured out. People are smart. And so which is quite great. So they all can convert simply. So when they log on, when you log onto your account after the session today, you can simply change the country and you change even your payment mechanism so that you will then pay also only the local pricing here. And the interesting thing is, it's the same music, right, that is available. You don't lose any of your playlists. Chris.
Sorry, first thing.
trivial is some of the content. Like, there's already differences between the UK and the US catalogs. And, you know, if you have a friend in the UK and you have a US account, you sometimes have tracks grayed out. Surely we're going to have the same problem. But, sorry, that's the one you just spoke about now. I wanted to know why no family pricing tier, particularly in a market that's so price sensitive. And when you have rivals offering family tier packages for around a 50% premium, say 90 Rand a month. And also, how long for things like the PlayStation pay 30 Rand, get 2 months free, hidden away on, you know, page two. That wasn't active in the wee hours of this morning. Will things like that and the integrations with other services like Tinder, when will those sort of integrations start working?
Yeah, I mean, actually, when it comes to offers globally, we have several offers, as you mentioned, so family offer and student offer, and we're always trying to bring them into all the markets. Sometimes it takes a bit longer, but that's always up for like product configuration and licenses, and that's an operation that is ongoing, and we're anticipating that we will launch that as well. In terms of the product integrations, most of them are already live as of today, actually. And any kind of offers from any kind of our partners are obviously also down to the partners to offer these kind of things together with us. So nothing to really announce as of now, but watch this space.
If I may add just one thing to that, thank you, Michael. Sure. So there's our standard offer already live in the market, which is 1 month free for premium. So you sign up with your credit card details and you get 1 month free, right? But again, watch the space, there'll be more offers coming in. And Chris, I want to answer also your first question about content availability. It's a very, very, very tiny amount of content that, due to licensing rights and different content ownership, right, because we're 100% legal service, we have everything licensed from the collecting societies to publishers to major labels to independent labels, and therefore it's based on the right situation that sometimes you might not find a particular threat.
Following on from a question that Craig didn't ask, if you sign up locally and travel internationally, is there any form of geo-blocking that occurs?
No, absolutely not. So I'm not sure about like a handful of countries that have that censor all types of social media services. Right, we can't talk about these countries. I don't know, to be honest. But of course, on the majority of countries you travel there, you have your active South African account. And you have full access to the same music because you are a South African account member from our point of view, and that's also in line with all the licensing agreements that we have.
So it's so easy to use, even Toby Shepshek can go legal.
Yeah, everyone.
Hi, I just want to know what other three countries are you launching in today, and do you plan to take Spotify to any other African countries this year?
So we're also launching Israel, Romania, and Vietnam today. And in terms of other African countries, as Claudius also said, we're always looking at the markets when it's the right timing, in terms of catalog, connectivity and everything. But Africa is a great continent, and of course we are looking into more countries.
Hi. Just a follow-up on South Africa and Africa. It's your first time launching in Africa. I mean, what is so appealing about South Africa that you decided to launch here first as opposed to Nigeria or East Africa?
I mean, first of all, the music culture, Africa is also the 13th biggest music market in the world, so that's obviously one important factor. Then the connectivity is given, so there is LTE available for mobile usage, and our product is highly being used mobile. It's very, mobile-centric product. These are the main reasons, actually, why we wanted to go to South Africa and start our journey, our African journey here.
Hi, over here. Because South Africa is a price-sensitive territory, like he said, and as well as the data cost issue, my question then becomes, in terms of remuneration for artists, what do you have in place? Because in the black market, for instance, Fakaza is a very popular platform because they can download music there for free without having to subscribe to anywhere or without having to use any data. So now, the only thing that incentivizes them to support their artists beyond that point is if they know that their artists are getting something out of that. So my question then becomes, what incentives for artists do you guys have beyond just saying it's a platform for them to be exposed internationally? Because let's be honest, Pride doesn't pay bills.
Yeah, yes, you're right. So music has always been a mass volume game for artists, for labels, and so on. Okay, so what you're explaining is something that is not unique to South Africa. That is happening in many markets around the world, right? So I would like to bring your question back to one of the last slides that we have, where artists understand, okay, instead of having my music live on a pirate site just to get some promotion, I should have it on the free tier on Spotify. And they will see, when they look at the tools and also at the payouts they'll be coming in, that this service is the better option for them, right? And reality will tell. I don't know how many users we have today, but we're starting small, which is natural, right? But we are here with absolutely long-term commitment. We are really dedicated to build this music market in South Africa, and we want to give the artist community a chance to make their tracks actually be available to more than 159 million people all around the world. So a track can really travel across the world and be exposed.
And to add to that, I mean, we've paid out more than 8 billion euros, so it must be over 80 billion rand to artist community already, so to the greater community.
And paid for.
Sorry?
Paid for.
Pay for the licenses that we, okay. So that's the license payments. So we have paid more than, is it correct, roughly like 80 billion
rand
to the creative community already. This is more than many other, like, as Claudius mentioned, free services in the video space, even though they are globally active. I don't want to mention names, but. and there's worldwide. I mean, we just launched here, so 80 billion rand is probably. Aspiration, very soon, but it's currently the global number, and it was for last year, that's the official number. So, yeah, it's good for artists. Hang on one.
Hey, what's happening? Mel, I want to come to you quick. Can you just talk about the South African repertoire on sort of Spotify? I read an article this morning, and I wonder if you could just clarify that there isn't as much local content on Spotify as there is on a platform like Apple Music, for example. And then can you also explain why it is a good thing to be like an artist and like to really sort of focus on Spotify and what Spotify can give artists locally?
Right. So first question, I disagree with the article here. I think for the launch today, 20 playlists were curated, local content. Majority of those playlists are South Africa focused. So I think maybe it's to do with the feature on the app, I'm not sure, but if you browse, you can see a lot of the curated local playlists. And the actual playlists. Right, and the artists as well as playlists that are curated for moods and activities. Again, a large majority of the content is South Africa focused. The second question was?
What makes Spotify like?
For artists.
Yeah.
I think it's important for South African artists because I think it's a platform where they are able to tap into, as Claudius mentioned, their target audience and get actual real life stats on who's actually listening to them, where their listeners come from mostly. You find a lot of international artists can tap into this on the back end of the system where they can actually see what current countries they actually are popular in. And they actually end up touring in those countries. So I think it's highly beneficial for South African artists.
And just to add to that, it's also, I mean, we are a product, or we are actually a company that has been founded for the love of music. We're not selling any phones or any other products, so we're really in there for the music. We connect fans with artists, and we try to make that as seamless as possible as a kind of interactive platform. So I think that's also a benefit for the artists.
What's up? Are you guys there?
Hi.
Congratulations. You made it.
Thank you.
I just want to find out, with regards to, like, music is music and you can get music anyway, any other streaming service. And I realize that you guys have, like, podcasts, you've got your own content, well, obviously from the world. Are you planning to invest into creating unique content that will leverage the music further? In South Africa, whether it be podcasts, whether it be interviews, video interviews, are there plans to give more than just music on Spotify, which is what you're doing in the world?
Yeah, I can cover that. Very good question. Yeah, so we are really dedicating ourselves to the audio space. So our strong focus, and it will never like lose it, you will never lose our focus, is absolutely music, right? We want to be continuing the number one player in that space. But we see that there's a strong uptake for podcasts all around the world, and all those international podcasts are already available on Spotify today in South Africa. Likewise, podcast creators that are in South Africa, they can go to one of our aggregators. They are dealing with podcasts. They're taking the podcasts on board, and they'll be published quickly and instantly in South Africa. I think you're referring also to creating unique and original content. Okay? For now, this is really, we have like unique like shows and videos that we create in the US, for example, in the hip hop and rap scene and so on. Right? For now, this is the early steps. This is just the beginning. And as you say, we're totally committed here. We continue to invest into South Africa to build really the audience here. And then we'll see as we move along in order to create more content.
More of a technical question. I've got a USA profile. It's registered there. Every time I try to switch to South Africa, it tells me that I must pay $9.99. Is there a way to take all that curation and all my playlists and bring them to a South African profile?
Yes, absolutely. So in our on the help pages on our website, and I'm happy to share a link so you can go there directly. It's relatively simple. It's like two or three sentences and how it's explained, how you can switch the country and switch the payment mechanism. Sometimes people move countries, right? So for all of those, they don't have to lose their playlists, right? They're just moving to another country. This is a similar scenario. So yes, you would have to keep all of your playlists, which is one of the loyalty parts and features of Spotify. Once you're in, and once you have the love for the service and for your playlist, you don't want to switch that easily. Yes, please.
I just wanted to ask about the discovered weekly events. You said it's only going to be launching
very soon.
Very soon. Right. So people who sign up today won't get discovered weekly playlists in the next few weeks. And if you already have a Spotify account, will you still get your discovered weekly even if you switch to South Africa? How is that going to work? Because that's a very big feature that people want to hold
right. Is it? Can I? Yeah, I'm so excited about it. So. So these playlists, right, it's a machine learning. It's almost like some intelligence behind there that recommends us the new music. So it's great that you're asking about this. The feature is ready today, right, but you don't see it because the system and needs to learn about you. What are your tastes, right? What are the genres that you want, and also what time you listen to music, how active you are, and based on many, many factors, it will start to create. So if you're using Spotify a lot in the next 2 days, it will pop up very quickly, right? If you just randomly pop in from time to time, it might take like 1 or 2 weeks until the feature shows up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has been launched just like normal
time. Exactly. Right. So we wouldn't recommend you content that we believe is the right thing for you if we don't know you and what your music tastes.
If you
pop
from a US account to South Africa, just to get
you. Oh, it will be there right away. Yeah.
Hi there. So you coming into a market with already existing competitors like Deezer and iTunes, how are you going to market Spotify differently to make sure that it stands out from these competitors and various other competitors already in the market?
I mean, I won't comment on all the competition, but I think our product is really unique and people will find it out and try it out. So we encourage people to just try it. For free, so it's no risk, and then they can decide. And obviously, there's also a lot of customers who are still buying CDs or illegally consuming music. For them, it's also a great new way to consume music. And we believe that with all the features that we outlined and with the timing now, it's a good place to be in, even though there are other services on the market, which, by the way, is the case in most of the markets we are operating in.
Hi. I want to know how will the publishing work in terms of distribution of royalties? What South African structure is overlooking that process?
I mean, we can't comment like on detail on the contracts itself. I'm not sure if I get your question right. I mean, we are paying to collection societies, which are basically owning rights for the work itself, so the lyrics and the melody, and the guys who create those melodies and lyrics.
Sometimes it's the performing artists, sometimes it's are different people that are creating these things. We pay two different streams, one for the collection societies, the kind of publishing arm, and one for the performing artists, for the ones who are sitting on stage and showing their name. This usually goes to labels, aggregators, or independent labels.
Two more questions
here. Okay, two more, and seeing that we are all excited to have some music.
Just a question on some of the billing that you're going to be accepting. So for now, credit card only, I assume. But some of your competitors in the market have already launched operating integrated billing. They've got vouchers in major retailers and that sort of thing. What are you looking at opening up the service to people who don't have a credit card? Thanks.
So obviously payment is very important to get people access, and we know and accept that not everyone has a credit card available. So obviously, as you said, alternative payment methods are being checked, and then we roll out what's most appropriate for each market. That usually comes after the first launch, and then we iterate and make sure that we have most of the possibilities so that people have no boundaries to access our service. So watch out again. More to come.
Last question here.
Thank you. Just following up on that, do you have any immediate plans to launch gift card options in the South African market? And then secondly, your music, where is it streamed from? Where are your servers located? And do you have any plans with any need for a local CDN, local server infrastructure?
Yeah, good questions. So in terms of the technical infrastructure, we have CDNs, they're called, contract distribution networks, as you said. And those contract distribution networks are based, currently, we have many different servers across the world. And actually, the ones that are best connected are being used. So I'm actually not sure what's the knot that is kind of used for Africa at this moment. But we tested, and the latency is very low. So you will have an immediate click and response experience, which is very important for a business new service. And I think also on that we're setting the benchmarks in terms of the latency. So currently, I don't see any need to prove that, because it's already an immediate play. And gift cards, I mean, on the website you can already create voucher codes and give it away to friends, for example. If you have credit cards on there, you can already create gifts for other people. And then on the gift card stuff, as I said, watch out. We're of course looking to expand our global gift card strategy also to South Africa. Okay, one last.
If I'm an indie artist, for example, and I'm not signed to a label or my own independent thing, how does one get or load their own music to Spotify? Because I could, you know, if you put it onto iTunes, or make your music, so it's sort of easier that way. How does Spotify?
So for artists don't load their music up directly on Spotify, right? Because if you want to be a global artist with global success, you would have to go to like hundreds of music services, because they are just very lost. So you can go to a label, you can go to an independent label, but there are also different aggregators and distributors that do this for you. I don't want to mention some of them, I don't want to endorse some, because we work with all of the big ones. So it's relatively simple. They can, artists today, they Google and say like, what's my best deal, what can I go live? And then there are different agreements. So we don't know the agreements that the artists have. It's an absolutely simple process. It's not rocket science, right? It's very simple, and it can happen literally. It's like within 24 hours, the content is live, we're having it on the platform.
Yeah, but to emphasize, we're a very democratic service. So unlike the physical space where you need to have a big label to get into the shelves of the big retail stores and you have the CD there, we are open for everyone.
Okay. I think we answered quite a few questions.
We'll also stay here for more questions afterwards. Yeah. So we don't want to answer everything. Yeah. It's not that we are afraid of questions. It's just that we're conscious of time, and because we have an artist here,
yes,
right?
So
and
yeah, she's like, Shekhana's gonna perform for you in a couple of minutes.
Okay, perfect, Shekhana.
All right.
Welcome on stage.
Yeah.